Controlling weeds is always an important part of the equation at planting time. And for nearly a decade, no-till farmers have utilized a fall application of a Group 14 herbicide, such as Valor, to combat the early flush of weeds like kochia in spring. Kochia, however, is developing resistance to the PPO-inhibiting Group 14 herbicides in North Dakota and likely in other states, according to NDSU Extension Weed Specialist Joe Eichley, who spoke to South Dakota farmers recently at the Gettysburg Area Soil Health Event. Eichley explains fall-applied Valor utilizes winter precipitation to activate for early control of weeds in spring.
So with that one having some resistance now, we are looking at some different chemistries in the fall. Some of our Group 15 products look like they have a little bit better kochia activity when we apply them in the fall just because of catching that rainfall. Otherwise, we are kind of going back to some older chemistry, particularly if I focus on soybeans, for instance, things like metribuzin.
Farmers still getting good control with Group 14 herbicides don't need to abandon them, but Eichley advises alternating to another tactic to delay resistance developing. Those noticing kochia breakthroughs can verify resistance by collecting samples.
Basically, after that point, it is weaving together some programs with different chemistries and really using the tools that we still have available for that burn down situation and making sure we use crops that still have good options like corn and small grains that we can have post-emergence chemistry left to control kochia. So there's still some options out there, just not as easy as it once was.
Testing for herbicide resistance in kochia is available from the National Ag Genotyping Center at NDSU. Visit genotypingcenter.com for details. Reporting for the South Dakota No-Till Association, I'm Pam Geppert.